So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over. Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, you could have been anywhere in the world, right? You could have been anywhere. There's over 2.6 million. That's right. 2.6 million podcasts on the planet, but you're rocking with me. In the words of my guy, Jay-Z, you could have been anywhere, but I appreciate you. And here's the thing. You're probably saying, all right, where are you at? On this podcast, each and every single week, we bring you the game. We're going to give you somebody or a message that's truly going to help you, whether you're somebody trying to climb that corporate ladder, or perhaps you're an entrepreneur trying to start your business, or perhaps you're trying to elevate your brand. This is the show, School's Over, Now What? The podcast. And everybody who has ever joined this podcast has answered a question we've all asked ourselves: what's next? What do we do? And because of you, this show has continued to blow up on the Apple charts, the Chartable charts, the Spotify charts. And you know how I like to kick this thing off, fam, and that is with the review of the week. This week's review of the week comes from Her Way Beauty LLC. This podcast is amazing. Listen, Her Way Beauty LLC, I appreciate you for taking the time and leaving that review. And perhaps you're listening right now and you've gained something from this show. You've unlocked something. You've gained a secret. You've learned a gem that's truly been able to help you elevate in this space. And if that's the case, all we ask is that you scroll to the bottom of your screen. If you're listening to this right now, scroll to the bottom of your screen, click that 5-star rating or click that 5-star rating on Spotify, and just tell a friend about the show, fam. Just tell them. Just tell them about the show. It has helped us do tremendous things. With that being said, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, what's up, fam? You know, building a podcast has been one of the most amazing things I've ever done. It's put me in rooms I could not even believe. But here's the crazy thing. It could be one of the easiest things for you to do. And right now, I want you to have access and learning how you can have your message spread and reach multiple people across the globe. For right now, you can download my free ebook, The Podcast Starter Kit, giving you all the tools you need to start, plan, launch, and grow your podcast today. Just check out The Podcast Starter Kit by clicking the link and downloading your free ebook in the show notes below. This episode is brought to you by patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat. For as low as $5, you can help us reach more people, tour schools, and even impact communities. You also get exclusive content that nobody else can see and be able to go possibly one-on-one with some of our most amazing guests. Visit patreon.com/schoolsovernowwhat and become a Patreon today. You already know where today we're back at it, and we're back at it bringing you another heavy hitter. Our next guest is none other than Corinne Victoria. You're probably wondering, okay, Sean, what's her background? What's her background? Here it is, fam. She has over 483,000 subscribers on YouTube with a hit show called Just Being Coco, which is tailored to the youth, to the children, giving them the most hilarious comedy skits of all time. Also, she is on YouTube with over 1 million followers. Here's the thing, right? A lot of times you see these content creators and all we see is the product they give us. On today's episode, we talk about the person behind the brand, overcoming beliefs. Also, how did she get into this space? Like, what really made her say, you know what? I have a gift in this area and I'm going to give it. And it's going to unlock something in you, fam. So right now, grab your pencil, grab your paper, however you take notes, and get ready for episode 199 with Corinne Victoria. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. Listen, I'm excited for this one because, you know, my daughter was literally watching her YouTube channel last night. It just threw me off guard. We got the one and only Corinne Victoria in the building. What's going on, fam?
Hi. Listen, I'm excited for this one. I know everyone, you know, that they're headed to the show notes. What happens on this show is that so many times people go to the show notes, they start clicking and trying to figure out who you are. You know, I just talked about your YouTube channel, Just Me and Coco. Like, let's jump back though. Like, who was like Kareen growing up? Like, where are you from?
So I'm from Chicago, Illinois, born and raised. This is where I still reside. I have always been into acting. I wasn't able to explore it a lot when I was younger as much as now, which is what I love. So I'm happy that I'm finally able to dive into it. But acting has just always been my first love since like third grade. I was in my first play, which was Beauty and the Beast, but I always knew that I love writing as well. Mm. So yeah, this is where I am now. Just, doing it out.
Hey, listen, yo, she being humble. You doing it, all right? You over 300,000 subscribers. We'll get into that. I think it's important, though, right now to, like, speak to, like, that. I think sometimes we grow as an adult, we forget that young girl growing up and things that we liked. Like, mm-hmm. As you were, you know, going through childhood, how did you know, you know, acting is something that I seriously want to pursue?
So I knew because I was always very creative. And that's why I always tell people also to watch your children, because their creativity can open up so many doors. Mm. So I always was a little bit different, a little quirky, goofy, funny, making people laugh. And then when I first got my first gig in Beauty and the Beast when I was in third grade, I told my mom, I was like, I love acting. Like, it's like you almost can create this other character that's not you and just do it and just be somebody else. And it's all imaginary. But I just knew from that point, like, this is my purpose in life. This is my call. This is what I need to do. And I just went from there.
Yeah, that's real. Like, that self-awareness is key. You know, I remember, you know, when I was younger and I was in second grade, there was this play. Not even play, it was a book. It was called, like, Burr Rabbit and, like, the Turtle. Man, I read the hell out of that book. And I actually won a contest as, like, the best reader in the class. You know, at that particular time, I had no idea. Maybe how, you know, some of you listening to this right now, I had no idea that, you know, me reading a book in a certain way would lead me to podcasting, interviewing dope people like yourself. So I'm so glad you talked about that. So at third grade, you do this play, you realize you got some skill, you realize you got some talent. Like, take us through, like, you know, Kareen going through, like, high school. Like what happened at that particular age where you say, you know what, I want to continue to tap into that?
So went through grammar school. I still wanted to do acting. So my parents were not like very big on it. That was just there. Nobody in my family is really creative like me. So I didn't get the most support that I would have. Now, they were very loving, very caring, everything. Like, I love my parents, but I knew this is something that I wanted to do, and it was something that they did not want me to do. Like, my dad is from Ghana. And usually people, when they come from across the country, they're very big on, like, becoming a doctor, an accountant, a lawyer. Like, that was his thing, because they come from having nothing. My dad was very poor and he came here for the American dream. So I went through life with the struggle of not having that support that I would have loved. Like, of course I had it from friends and stuff. They're like, you're so funny. Like, you got to go to LA one day, but it's nothing like coming from your parents. So actually going through high school, I still was able to be in some plays because there were plays in school that I did, but I still didn't get that support. And then I went off to college because that's what my parents wanted me to do. And not saying college, that I regret college. I don't, but I knew that I possibly would have wanted to try this out first and then went and avoided all those student loans because I'm not using the degrees, you know. So, so just going from there, and then in college is when I originally was going to school to be an orthodontist. And I changed my degree behind my parents' back. And I was like, what's the closest thing I could do to get to acting without getting a major in theater? So I went and did communication. And then after that, I was like, okay, I'll do this. Again, still didn't have the most support that I would have wanted. And I had to learn very early that the only support I truly needed was from myself and from God. That's it. Like, I didn't need anybody else, unless people were investing something, just to have people telling you, like, no, don't do this, you're not good enough, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, even my following right now, my following in Chicago is, like, ranked maybe number 4 on my list. Like, my top is Atlanta 7. These are people that don't even know me. Mm-hmm. So I had to realize that stuff doesn't matter. So went through college. I even went to grad school, and I went to grad school for criminal justice because my mom's like, you should get your grad degree. And I'm just like, oh my God. So it finally got to a point that I'm just like, this is too much. So then I actually went to cosmetology school. So I just cut out acting altogether because I was like, I don't have the support I need. I'm just not going to do it. So I cut it out and I went to cosmetology school because I was always really creative again. And I was like, I can use my creativity to hair. And I did very well. I opened up a salon. I did all of that. And I pushed and I did great. I made good money and everything. But I always felt some type of incompleteness. And when the pandemic hit, because I don't know if you believe in astrology and stuff like that, but I'm a Capricorn and we are
very I'm a Capricorn too.
And we like to get stuff done and we like money. So when they said, you're not going to make any money, you have to quit, you have to close down your salon, I'm just like, what's about to happen? Like my mind just started going everywhere. And I was like, this right here is the perfect time for me to try. And I picked up a pen and I said, okay, I'm with my niece. She's 9 years old. She's 10 now, but that's how she's not. She's like, auntie, you're so funny. Like, you should get on TikTok. And you know, TikTok is like the younger generation a little bit. I'm like, nah. She's like, no, I'm gonna set it up for you. I said, okay, set it up. So she set up my account, everything. Wow. She started teaching me. And I'm just like, dang, like, okay, I like this. Like, this is cool. So I did a few videos with her. And she's like, do it, auntie. So I said, okay. So I start writing one day. And I asked one of my best friends, I said, you know, I have this script and I really want to, I want to see, I feel something in me. I said, I feel like right now is my time. Like, I need to do it. If I'm going to do it, I need to take advantage while I don't have no job, you know?
Thanks.
So I took her the script and she just started dying laughing. She's like, you're a nutcase. Like, you're crazy. She's like, but let's do it. Let's do it. I said, I feel it. So I said, let's do it. We prayed together right before we put it out. And then it wasn't doing anything at first in TikTok. It was moving real slow. And I think it was about a week in, I was in the shower and my phone just started going crazy, like nuts. And I'm like, what is happening? Like, I thought something bad was happening that people were trying to call me. Mm-hmm. So I look at my phone and I see this video just going crazy. And it's just everybody's liking it, laughing, this. And I'm just like, what's happening? It's so crazy how much kids can be so inspiring. And it was actually a little boy on the post that wrote, if you keep doing these, I promise you, you're going to be famous. And I'm going to watch you all the time and all the kids are going to support you. And I'm like, the kids? Because when I made the first one, I actually was making fun of kids. I wasn't trying to make it for kids. It was a joke. I was like, this is how kids act. And I was like, oh, the kids. And I said, whoa, that's a good market to tap into because they're still young. And not only am I able to create comedy for children and families, but they can also grow with me. They're not going to really outgrow me. Like, they're going to keep growing, you know? So I'm just like, okay, cool. So I made another one and it went viral instantly. Made another one, went viral instantly. I'm like, what is happening? And from there, that's just where it took off.
Man, this is dope. Like, this is a dope story. And in so many different ways, I want to break this down. Here you are, you know, going through these many different, you know, classes, going to grad school, not feeling the support, trying some of everything. And it's like that childhood dream, right? That young girl back in, you know, third grade, right? Taking those ideas, putting them together. But also, like, it's following you. Like, it's following you. Like, you talked about, you know, hey, she set up, you need to set up your whole TikTok account. Just taking a shot. So many of those things are just so relatable to a lot of people. How important is it for people right now that are, you know, listening to your story? How important is it for them to truly step into what's been calling them?
Man, it is so important. But the one thing I can say, and with all honesty, some people are not prepared to do it. And what I mean by prepared, if you're going to give something, like if it's your dream, you have to give it your all, everything. Like, and I've just learned that through life. Even when I opened my salon, I was like, I knew how much money I wanted to make or what I wanted to do. So I know there's more that you have to do. So some people, honestly, it's laziness, and laziness is going to hold you back. Or even they say familiarity breeds content. You get so familiar in a place that you not still growing, and it's still so much growth. I'm still growing. Like, every day I'm studying my craft. Like, literally, I study other people's pages because I'm not the best. And if you want to be the best, you have to do what you have to do to be the best. And that means studying pages, studying your craft, putting stuff out there, talking to people, you know, putting your, just, it's so much that go into it. And that's why everybody is not meant to be an entrepreneur. And that is okay. Like, I hate when people are just like, everybody gotta be this entrepreneur. No, like, don't put people in this place to feel like that, because it's not true. This is not a thing. Like, people look at it like, oh, she making money, it's easy. No, no, no. I'm up all night, in the morning. Sometimes I have to go to creative spaces, like, to just write. Like, it takes a lot that's not being seen in the scene. So if you're gonna do it, do it. Like, I'm behind you. Like, nobody told you to do it before, do it. However, if you're not ready to do it and you have not placed yourself in the situation to do it, don't do it yet. Do it when you know, like, okay, I'm about to give this my all, because you're going to feel like you failed, first of all. To feel like a failure is never a good feeling. So put yourself in a situation that, okay, I'm about to show the world. And that was my thing. People didn't believe in me. And that alone made me want to go hard. I said, I'm going to show you. I'm not a talker. Like, a lot of things, like, when I post stuff, I don't post stuff until it's done. So people could be like, damn, like, she's that girl. Like, yeah, I value that. I value to be just a good woman, a good, like, I strive to be that. And I think everybody should. And even just going through life, every single job that I've ever been in, I've given it 110%. I don't care if it was, I worked at AT&T for a while and I was selling for, I hated that job. I hated it. But I gave it my all, and I always had the best rep. Like, I was always the best rep, best customer service, everything, because they're like, damn, this girl, she's this, not knowing inside of me. I hate it, but I knew one day that attitude and that personality was going to push the best out of me. And while I'm at AT&T, I'm studying, they're rich, they're billionaires. Why don't I want to be a billionaire? So I studied them. I studied, how do you communicate? Well, I learned everything from every job. So even it makes me upset when people get in jobs and they got attitudes and they don't want a bad grocery. Well, you're there, and it's a blessing that you even have that job. Because again, my daddy came from Africa living on the streets with no food or nothing and didn't even have that. So you're even in that situation. Look at the situation as, this is not your final situation. You have goals. You want to be an entrepreneur? Cool. You have goals. Look at it and look at how these people are making billions and how you can do it and put yourself in that situation. So back to your question. So if you're in the zone that you want to do something, do it. But be prepared. Be prepared that it's not easy. Because I had one of my mentees the other day tell me, like, why didn't you tell me that this was going to be so hard? I said, I did tell you. I told you it was going to be very hard. So don't walk away from your job yet without you having a plan and having a goal. Like, yes, it's okay to eventually walk away, but you can't just walk away and say, I'm going to wing it. Because you're going to wing it and you're going to be broke and you're going to be trying to make it as well. You have to be realistic. Like, don't fake yourself out. So do it. Go for it. Like I said, you don't need other people telling you what you can and cannot do. If you believe in your spirit, you know you have talent and you know it's in there and it's your purpose. To understand your purpose and to find yourself, that is so important. Because you can go out and do a job and it was never your calling. It was never nothing for you to do. So, like, even cosmetologists, I have my clients still calling me all the time, like, we need you back. We need you back. You have the personality. You take care of us. You make sure you do our hair right. You know, they said, I've been going to these other people. They have bad attitudes. They cancel my appointment. And I feel horrible because, yes, I did have to leave, but I had to leave to fulfill my purpose. But it makes me look like that is not normal. It's not normal to go sit in a salon and somebody is wasting your time all day and have you sitting there for 7-8 hours because they're trying to make their money. That's not normal. So it's just, and that's not their purpose. Some of them also are barely making any money because they're just doing it to do it. Like, find your purpose, find it. And I promise you, if you put your all in it and you give it and you find that, you're going to be successful.
Bars, here you are coming with the flames and nothing but the truth, right? You said something that really stood out to me right there. You said, they didn't believe in me, so that made me go harder. And I think it's important right now, wherever you are in life, if you feel like the odds are stacked against you, you got to use it as fuel, right? And Corinne just told you, like, that was part of her motivation to go harder. But most importantly, when you do make that leap, you do step into what's calling you, you got to go all in. You can't two-step. You got to really fully prepare yourself. So I'm loving the conversation. I want to, you know, talk a little bit about, like, just strategies, right? Because, like, you know, you said earlier when you dropped the video, it went viral. You dropped the next one, and it went viral. So I want to ask you, like, what strategies can you give, you know, for content creators right now listening to this that work for today? What is something that works?
Yeah, so consistency is the number one. So a lot of times we get into these zones and we'll do something, and then we won't keep doing it. And I did that before, and I promised God if he ever made me go viral again, I would take advantage of it. Because I went viral some years back, and I was just like, oh, I went viral, cool, you know, and did nothing with it. And it got me nowhere. So just being consistent. And so what I do now is I have a schedule. So every Monday is film days. And then during the week, I write. There's certain days I study. So you have to make a schedule for yourself. Also, being an entrepreneur for me, it's very important for me to just write a daily task note of so I can just check off. Even if I probably don't need to take a shower, when I check it off mentally, I feel like I completed something. And that's how I operate. So if I'm like, edit a video, post a video, I check it. Throughout the day, at the end of the day, I feel super accomplished. Like, oh, okay, I did this. I feel good about myself. It's a pat on the shoulder. But consistency, understanding hashtags. So TikTok is my niece, I just love her. She taught me a lot. 9 years old. But those hashtags, so FYP, so TikTok, FYP, for you. For you page, and then you can always put those three and then put whatever you want after that. Also, knowing your audience is so important. So I have a children's audience, right? So it wouldn't make sense for me to put cursing on there or my booty out or some. It doesn't make sense to do that because one, their parents are going to see it and be like, what are you watching? And it's going to be confusion. So I get thousands of parents writing me all the time, like, thank you so much for being one, a black woman, and putting Thanks. Something out that my black children, you know, I mean, other children watch it too, but can watch and I can feel safe knowing that they're going to watch this. It's not going to be sexual. It's not going to be cursing. It's not going to be something negative. But yeah, Coco, she's a little, you know, she gets into stuff or whatever, but she's not teaching them to be bad because clearly she gets in trouble when she does this thing. She actually should be teaching them what not to do. But it's nothing is ever like for a parent to feel like they just can't trust their kid with it. So understanding your audience is so important. And I see that all the time. And sometimes I won't even know people, but I'll inbox them like, hey, you know, I was looking over your page. I think it's best like you separate that, you know, because I've also looked at some other YouTubers who have a kid audience too, and they do that, and I see their numbers have plummeted, and it makes sense. So, so understanding your audience, hashtags, what else would I say? Consistency, and just putting out. Oh, get you a ring light. Ring lights are so important, especially for new beginners. Have a good cell phone quality. Get you a ring light and just use it. Like lighting, and you have to understand with the human eye what is attractive. So people are automatically attracted to certain things. So if your lighting looks good, if your backgrounds look good, if you're not just throwing stuff together, honestly. My 1 minute videos and stuff sometimes, well, in the beginning used to take us like 3 to 4 hours to make because I'm very particular, but I understand humans, like we're naturally attracted to attractive things. So you have to make people want to keep watching. So my, for me personally, with my videos, my trick, what I do is that since my thing is comedy, I always have something funny in the beginning, the middle, and the end. And what that does is that keeps your audience attention because they want to find out what's gonna happen next. You know, so if you put something funny there, you can't bore them in the beginning because they lose interest. Humans, their interest is, especially Americans, our interest is like quick. Like everything, like you need to catch it in the beginning or we checked out, you know? So catch your interest quick. Don't put everything in the beginning, save some for the middle, and put the boom at the end so that they want to go there. So that's what I do. It's worked for me. Try it out. But yeah.
I like this because you're giving people a formula right now, and that's what we need, right? Like, we look at the stats and what you've been able to do. 120 million views on YouTube, 1 million followers on TikTok. Like people always say, you said it earlier, you know, is TikTok just for kids? It's not just, you know, just for a certain person. Like why should we be paying more attention to TikTok?
Man, so TikTok is actually... since it's more, it's a lot more fresh than Instagram and and Facebook, but TikTok can really create a platform for you. So TikTok does not pay a lot of money. They do pay a little something, but that's not where your money is made. Your money's made on YouTube or Instagram, so through stories and feeds and all that when you get monetized. But TikTok has the ability to push your videos to a mass amount of people quickly. Like, it's capable of doing that. And once you just have to do the work to get their attention, to make them go to your page. But what I was doing in the beginning with my TikTok is I would just post little snippets that were enough to be funny and enough for people to say, oh, I want to see more. And I said, to see more, go to YouTube, because I know YouTube is where I make money. Like, that's where I had to quit my job, you know. So you give them little snippets, they're like, okay, I want to see more. And then they go subscribe and then they watch it on there, and that helps your views. And then that also helps YouTube push you out to more people so they can look at your videos as well. But TikTok, I'm telling you, if you don't have a TikTok already, get a TikTok. I don't care if you're selling bundles, if you're doing lashes, whatever. Get a TikTok. Literally, those little 15-second videos. And also, the great thing that TikTok has is, you know how you can use people's sounds. Now Instagram is doing that as well. But using people's sounds that are big already, and you use it, and then it gets out, it can push you up. Like, get a TikTok. Don't think it's just for kids. And that's what I was on. Like, oh, it's just for kids. But hell, the kids are the one that are helping me. Like, that's my audience. So facts. If you end up getting a kid fan base too, like, don't knock it and be like, oh, I don't want to mess with these kids. Like, no, like, look at it as an opportunity. Like, okay, this might be dope. And the dopest part, what I'm trying to do now is that, because I am a big influence on children, it allows me to be able to talk to them. So I did a video recently about racism and just understanding it and, you know, learning how to be a nice person, because a lot of times kids are so mean. So I know that what I can do is, like, talk on bullying, talk on just different things that kids are facing, because kids face so much. And a lot of times parents kind of knock it out. And it's crazy because some of these kids actually, like, they love Coco. They I don't know if they think that's their sister or what, but they love her. That yep. Sometimes I see little notes, like, they're like, man, I was so sad today, but Coco just made me so happy. Wow. I know why your kid is sad. Like, these are real, kids have real issues. Like, it's not, it might not seem like to us that, oh, it's, you're just a kid. You just, no, like, that's why suicide rates are so high. Like, that's why, because they don't feel like they're being listened to or they being understood. But I love that God put me in this position to be with children. And I've always been a mentee. I never thought that I would be able to be this big of a mentee. This is a huge opportunity to talk to these kids and influence them. And, you know, I'm slowly, I try to tell them it's me. A lot of them tell them it's not me. So I'd be confused, like, should I just say it's not me? But I kind of want to be that big sister at the same time. Like, you know, you guys, we want to go through life. Like, you're going to have go through different issues and everything. Mm-hmm. This is how to react to it. So it's yeah, don't mess up your opportunity trying to limit yourself and say, well, I just want a sexy audience or whatever. Well, if that's not who you're supposed to have, like, yep. Don't miss your opportunity that you possibly could have an opportunity to quit your job like you wanted to, because you're not able to have the audience you said, but this audience is gravitating towards you. Take it.
I love it. I mean, you're talking about really, like, hey, if you are owning an audience, yo, pour into them. Give them value, right? And I love the fact you brought that up. You know, I want to ask you the question that we've asked, you know, every single person, you know, that's ever been on this podcast. And that is, you know, whether you are just graduating college or perhaps, you know, you don't even got a degree at all. You just completely just dropped out. You're asking yourself the question of the show. School's over, now what? What advice would Corrine Victoria give?
My biggest advice is believe in yourself. That's number one, because nobody is going to believe in you as much as you at all. Like, stop with the post about nobody supports me, so forget you. No, stop taking that energy. Your energy is everything. You're like, protect your peace. That's number one. Because once you protect your peace, your mind opens up to different things that you're able to just flow, and your creativity flows, and you could just focus on you and what you want to do. So the biggest advice I can give is understand who you are, understand your purpose, understand your value. Oh my God, but your value that like that, that's huge. Understanding that and just going through life doing exactly what you know you're supposed to do. And sometimes we don't know, like, you get usually around 25, you have that breakdown and you're just confused, like, okay, I went to college, I'm not making no money, or I didn't go to college, I'm not making no money. It's, you can make go to get a degree and still not make money, you know, so it's confusion, but it's okay. It's okay to go through life and sometimes not understand, but don't go without direction. Have a goal in place. Set goals for yourself. Go and follow them and do it. If you set goals for yourself, do them. Don't just say you're going to do them. Don't just be a talker, because again, you are in control of your life. You are in control of your destiny and what you want to do. So if you have these goals set and you do them, and you're going to feel good about it, first of all. So just be the best version of you. That's what I can say. Through anything, through any job, through any situation, be the best version of you, and it's going to happen.
Man, that's real, right? Be the best version of you. It's going to happen. Listen, Kareem, I want to give you your flowers right early out the gate. Like, I think you're just starting something that's going to be incredible. And I think, you know, your growth in over the last year is really just the beginning. I see collabs. I see book deals. I see Tyler Perry beating down your door. So I want you to continue, you know, to keep, as you say, consistent in it and keep applying that pressure, because we need more of you. We need more of those examples, more of that influence, but also making sure it's getting to the kids in the right, correct way. So first of all, I just want to thank you for being on the show today. Absolutely crushing it. And right now somebody's like, you know what, Sean, I want to know more about her. Like just give us all your social media platforms and how can we stay in touch with you?
Thank you. I honestly appreciate that. And I receive everything that you say. I receive it. As far as just this going further, and my biggest thing too is opening opportunities for other people. Like, that's big for me. I'm not a selfish person. I'm not a person who's going to sit back and be like, I did this. I know this is a blessing, first of all, for me. And I know that I want other people in the same position. I want other people to grow. I want other people to see opportunities. And that's huge for me. So I receive everything you're saying. And with all my heart, I've always promised to God that I will continue to open up doors for other people and make sure that they know that they are loved, that they are needed in this world, and our value matters. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Absolutely. And I mean it. And people want to know, okay, where I find the show? Where can I find our social media? So just shout out your handles.
Yeah. So my Instagram is Coreen. So it's Coreinne Victoria, Victoria __. And that's my TikTok too. So Instagram, again, Coreinne. So it's like Corey. And then Victoria _. And then same thing for YouTube. It's all the same. Except YouTube doesn't have the underscore. But the show was called Coco Just Being Coco. But everything is Corey Victoria.
Love it, love it. Appreciate you for being on the show. Absolutely crushing it today as expected. And for those of you that are listening, always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listener.